for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, Jesus believers. Wow. God is good. He's very, very good. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Praise God. For them that love him. How many of you have well, I'm looking at Well, I don't think it's so little. I think it might be about, let's see here. Is the Blog Talk Radio working out all right this morning? Yeah. Great. Actually, it's about, let's see, 187 pages. It's 187 single pages, one-sided, and the title of it is Divine Healing Prayer, Blessings of the Believers. Now, we know that there's some ugly stuff happening in the world today. But I'm going to tell you something. It's some ugly stuff happening right on this line right here. And it could be happening to you, and you may not even know it. So I think I'm going to take a little time and address it this morning. Because I think that there's something that can be done about it. You see, on this line, between the TED line and the Blog Talk, between the Spreaker and the Blog Talk Radio, you have a lot of liars. You have a lot of angry people. You have a lot of bitter people, and you have a lot of unsaved people. They may not be on the first shift. They may not even be on the second shift. Some of them come on the on demand. Some of them download it. But they still come on here. And some of them come on here not because they like me, or, but they know that the word of God and the truth is spoken on this line. But what I'm telling you is this. Those people that come on here that are angry, they angry with me because I didn't fall under their guidelines or how they figure I should do it, or how, you know what? They on here because they felt like they should have been able to tell me what to do, but they're not delivered. So this is my question to you. Maybe you can help me understand how an undelivered person can tell a delivered person how to live. That would be like an unsaved person trying to tell a saved person how to live. And a lot of that is happening right now. Right now. You have a lot of people who have come on this line. Some of them I've asked to leave because there's a, for lack of a better word, there's a hole in their soul that needs to be filled. Some of them just got mad with me. You know, they just mad, angry. But they forget they were angry before they came on here and got a measure of freedom. But when it didn't happen in the time frame they put it in or how it was supposed to be, so then they get mad with me. Now, why am I bringing this up? There are some people on here as an assignment from Satan. And their assignment is to come on this line and whatever I pray, to pray against it. Now, they think they're doing God a favor or the world a favor, but they're just venting their own frustrations and their own anger, not realizing that it's not hurting me, not one bit, but it's tearing them up. It's killing them. It is actually killing them, because that's what happens when you have grudges and you know, resentment is nothing but anger. You do know that, right? I lived with a person in my healing home for, I don't know how many years, a missionary. And she would say, you know, Erica, it's just something about you. I said, yeah, I know what it is. I said, it's called resentment. I said, you have anger towards me. And the reason you have anger towards me is because you don't like the way I do things. I said, and I don't like the way you do things either, but I don't have any resentment towards you. I said, if anything, I didn't really know it was really love then, because if you would have asked me, I wouldn't tell you, man, I ain't got no love for this sister right here. But I said, if there's anything, I feel sorry for you. I said, because you messed up on the inside and you are taking it out and venting it on everybody that comes anywhere in, near, or around you. And since you and I are working here up in this mission together, you projecting it at me. I said, but don't you know that that thing that's in you is touching all of these retired missionaries? That's when I was in Honduras. I said, you hurting all of these people in here because of what's in you. And you, and the devil make you look at me, so you'll project all that on me. I said, but you got to understand one thing. You might project it on me tonight, but I'm going to get it up off of me tonight. So therefore, it's not affecting me. She said, I see. I said, and I'm not going to pray no psychic prayers. I'm not going to pray against anybody, anything like that. I'm going to pray to God and ask him, do not allow this stuff to rest on me. And in the same way, like I say, if I watch anybody pray, I know, I pretty much can tell where they at by their prayers, if I can hear their prayers. And it's not me. It's not me. Somebody wrote me a note. They said, would you, you know, you said you were going to teach more about the discerning gift. I am. But it is not the discerning gift you need. It is the discerner, the giver of the gift. You see, I am a very insignificant part of a big picture. I'm just a messenger. There's a big picture. And the big picture is Jesus Christ. You're not supposed to be looking at a person for what you need. If you got to look at a person, then you should look at the person of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, I was, you know, I had the opportunity of meeting the prophet, Valentine. And another prophet came here to the ministry. And I'm going to tell you something. And I said it before, but I don't think you really got it. The prophet said, the one that came here after we talked and worshiped God and praised God, and the whole day gave glory and honor to God. So then the prophet said, we want to pray for you. Can we pray for you? I said, no. I said, now don't get me wrong. We all need prayer. I said, but I'm not needy. They looked at me real strange. I'm not needy. I'm not a needy person. Because Jesus meets my needs every day, every moment, every second, every hour of every day. And they looked at me, and then God gave them a word. And the word was, you're right. Because wherever you go, wherever God sends you, whatever God does, you're able to move into his presence, and you're able to get what you need from him beyond any people. I said, yeah, you're right. I said, I used to think I got to sit on the first pew, the second pew. I realized you could sit in the middle of the church or the tent, or you could sit in the back. God is everywhere. And it's all a matter of, are you able to receive from him? Because God is always moving. He's always moving. No matter where you go, he's there when you get there. No matter where you come from, he was wherever you left. No matter how much time it took you to get there, he was with you on the trip. So I said, I'm not needy. And so finally God, last night, he said, well, it started yesterday, because God said to me, don't get involved with nothing I don't put you in. I said, okay, I can understand that. You see, brothers and sisters, it is very important that you understand your culture, that you be aware of where you come from, so you'll know when God has elevated you or when God has moved you out of one position to another position in him. And
whenever God does that, you know it. And whenever God does that for you, you're supposed to know it, and you're supposed to be aware of it. That's right. Your relationship with God is supposed to be as close as it is to your spouse, closer. Your children, closer. It's supposed to be, your relationship with God is supposed to be the closest relationship you have, first and foremost. And then those other relationships. So what I want to tell you is this. Don't come on this line with your spirit and your soul all open up. Remember, I've been playing that tune, I Got It. I need you to get this. There are as many people on this line. They may not be in the chat room, but they're on here and they're listening. And not all of them are listening for the right reason. Some of them are listening because they really know. They know I hear from God. They know that to be a fact, or else they wouldn't even bother. Why bother? They know I get fresh manna every day. They didn't. Why bother? If they weren't intimidated by the Holy Spirit, why would they keep trying to keep me off the air? Why bother? It wouldn't even make sense to bother. But yet, they're on here on assignment from Satan to do what? Steal, kill, or destroy. For God say, let the wheat grow with the tares. He'll do the separating. But God also said a week ago he was going to expose them. I'm going to show them to you. And I don't want you to do a thing about it. Let me handle it. This is what I want you to understand. These very people, they got the most demons. They're the most miserable. They got the most disease. They have lack in their life. And they're angry. And because they're angry, they become all kind of negative forces. And they got to be reckoned with. And you got to pray against them yourself. Don't come on here with your spirit open. That's what they, you know, you ask God. Because I can tell you something. When my spirit is not right, I promise you, I'll tell you, I bind up those demons from me. Because I don't want nothing to transfer on you. But the people I'm talking to you about, the ones that do you harm, they don't even bind them up from themselves. I know people that's going around here praying for people. And you know what? Don't fool yourself. You can't pray for nobody without opening up your own spirit for them to receive an impartation from you. Tell me you can, and tell me how you do it. I say, you cannot pray for anybody without them opening up their spirit for you to receive from them and for them to receive from you. You cannot pray for anybody if you, like, done had an argument with your wife or your husband Don't you know whatever spirits you open yourself up to are still on you? And they looking for a home, just like a boll weevil. I'm just trying to talk to you this morning. But I guess if my script, if I have a scripture, it would be like 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. There are people, they hate you. They hate you because you don't walk around with a frown. Because they feel so bad on the inside. And their whole objective is to find somebody and make them feel bad too. You gotta understand this. When your telephone rings, see, I know, and I'm conditioned. When my telephone rings, it's somebody with a problem, meaning it's somebody that got some demons, and I better bind and rebuke them before I say hello. So now you got to worry about hackers trying to steal your voice for voice-activated stuff on the internet, which is nothing but demonic. So I'm conditioned like that. When I say, when somebody call me and the Lord say, answer the phone, I know I got to handle them demons before the first word come out my mouth, before I open my soul up. I got to be ready. That's why I don't do a lot of talking on the phone. I don't do a lot of, and forbid gossiping. Because that just opened you up to a whole flood of demons. But I want to share something with you this morning. Because, see, there are a lot of people hurting a lot of people because they just won't tell the truth. Now, what you mean, Erica? This is what I mean. There are a lot of people. Listen to this headline. And you have sickness in your body. Some of you have sickness in your mind. Some of you have sickness in your finances. Some of you have sickness in your relationships. Wouldn't it be better to get delivered than to come on that line and expose us to all of that stuff and expose the people around you to all that stuff? Some of you walk in an environment and you don't even, somebody told me they went somewhere and the witches were scanning them. I said, and? I said, how you know they were scanning you? She said, because they told me. I said, and you going to stand up there? And what did you do? Well, I didn't do anything. But I'm wondering if I should go back there. I went, boing. You're gonna know a witch is scan. I mean, no, excuse me. I gave it away. Well, when somebody's scanning you, they're a witch, and they're scanning you for some reason. I said, and as they were scanning you, what were you doing? Nothing. I said, hold it for a minute. I said, hold it right here. Now, I don't already prayed, but I had to stop. Hold it right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke any transference of spirits. I bind, rebuke, and destroy all witchcraft intent in the name of Jesus. I break the power of any soul hunting right now in Jesus' name. And so then she said, oh. I said, so what it is then, Satan gonna send you on the phone to call me up so that transference that took place on you from that witch could now do its job and do a number on me. I said, I don't think so. I don't think so. So then she said, well, what do I do? I said, you should have done it when the witch scanned you. and did a transference on you. What was wrong with you? And you know what she said? I didn't know. I said, well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. You probably didn't know. If a witch is that bold enough to tell you to your face, they scanning you. They not only were scanning you, but right then and there, they were summing you up. They were summarizing you to see just how far they could go with you. Listen to me. There are people on this line that are sick. Now, they know what the words say, but they're sick. And the demons in them are looking for somebody to transfer into. Your greatest example you could ever have is COVID. COVID is an airway spirit. It traveled through the airways. But I asked Jose, I threw it out there, and I asked somebody else. I said, well, listen, I'm curious about something. Are a virus is a microorganism. I said, is it alive? It's alive. It is alive. It may be small, but it's still a living a living microorganism. It knows what it's doing when it's being expelled on the breath through the airways, looking for a home. And so then I think Jose showed me a picture of a microorganism. I said, man, I got to show this to Brother Joe. It looked just like the squash he be growing. That zucchini, when you cut that zucchini, this microorganism looked just like that zucchini. And it was a living microorganism, which tells me it is alive, which also tells me it can die. It can be killed, which the Bible says it has a name that has to become subject to the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ. Which tells me we have power and authority because God has given us power and he's given us authority over that demon. The microorganism in which a spirit can inhabit, because the spirit doesn't have to have any particular size. I told you that the other day. When a baby is born, it got a full-scale demon. I mean, when a baby is born or any was a baby. It's not a micro demon or a micro spirit. There are millions. And you know what? God let me look at a person that COVID had transferred on him. And so somebody else said, well, what did it look like? I said, it looked like a walking, moving human body form full of little, I thought they were cells, but they were microorganisms. It was just a walking, moving body, microorganism. And I thought, and I remember saying to the person, I said, are you all right? Are you okay? And at the time, the person said, yeah. A couple days later, I found out that person had COVID. So I said, oh, that's what it looks like in the spirit realm. So now if I see it, I know it, I can recognize it. But it's not just, I mean, COVID isn't about the worst. But in actuality, COVID carry a whole bunch of stuff with it. is what I want you to stop. I did a crusade years ago called No More Lies. No More Lies. You got to stop allowing the devil to make you hurt yourself. What you talking about? If you're on this line and you know you sick, you hurting everybody else on the line until you get healed. Because, and I'm gonna in my teaching this week, I'm gonna have to prove to some of you that sickness and disease come from the devil. It's all devilish. If you own this line and you have any sickness, you ought to at least let me know so I can pray for you and God can begin your healing process. You see, the same way I told you yesterday about them enfeebled demons, them demons can be defeated. Them demons can be brought out of hiding. But the problem is, so many of you are liars. You liars when it comes to yourself. I had a lady call me yesterday, and she was so happy. And I said, what happened? She said, you prayed for me. And one day, a couple of weeks ago, you prayed for hair. You know, hair on the head. She said, you didn't know I had something. She said, apetia. Anyway, she said she was bald headed. And today she said she got 2 inches of hair. Not 2 inches in one spot. 2 inches all over her head, and her hair was growing back. I forget what she called it. Apetia or something. She said, that's it. Alopecia. That's what she said. She said, the doctors told me, she said, I've been to all kind of doctors, specialists. I've tried all kind of home remedies, everything. But she said, today I got 2 inches of hair all over my head. She said, because yesterday, she said, I knew I had to call you because you kept saying the very hairs of your head are numbered. And then the Lord told me to call you and tell you I got 2 inches of hair growth all over my head. I want you to stop lying. This is what I want you to do. And you don't have much time to do it because I believe that when I start teaching on the atonement, the way the Holy Spirit gives it to me, you're going to be healed. Some of your sickness is demonic. It has spiritual roots. It is caused by seeds of sin. But you can be healed. But you can never be healed, excuse me, as long as you keep lying to yourself. As long as you keep trying to hide it. As long, you know, I came along in the part of the Word of Faith movement. But the Word of Faith movement didn't move me because I know you need the Word. I learned that in my Baptist church, and I know you need to pray. And I know you need Jesus. What I didn't know is that there was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want you to do something. I want you to get a piece of paper. You need to do this. And I want you to write down every sickness you have. If it's migraine headaches, I want you to write it down. If you have gastric problems, you know, indigestion, heartburn, acid reflux, whatever it is, I want you to write it down. But at the top of the paper, I want you to write, no more lies. I need healing in these areas. Remember what God said? I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Well, God prepared healing for you long time ago. He died that you might live. Jesus. God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. I want you to write down on this, I want you to date it, today's date. No more lies. The liar is getting out of my life, period. And then make a big period. And I want you to write down every sickness, even if it's an ingrown toenail, you know, like I have problems with ingrown toenails. This comes and goes. If you have, in particular, any autoimmune disease, you know, one of them things they call, what they call fibromyalgia. There's a lot of them. I want you to put down your allergies. I don't care how many pages it takes. But this is what I want you to do. Today is Saturday. Maybe I might have to put the healing off. If you want to email me a copy of what you write down, that's okay. If you want to mail it to me in an envelope, that's okay. If you mail it, I want you to mail it to Jesus Believers Church. See, it's the power of the church that's going to heal you. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that's going to heal you. And I want you to write down, devil, I will not allow you to trick me again. See, I had to tell the devil that the other day. He tricks me through tenderheartedness with people. Because I really believe everybody can be delivered. I believe that you ain't supposed to walk around here in demonic bondage because that's not biblical. That's not Bible. It doesn't bring God glory. It doesn't honor him in any shape, form, or fashion. So what you gonna do, you're gonna either email it to me or you're gonna mail it to me through the U.S. Postal Service. I like when you send stuff through the Postal Service because we take over the airways. I like that. I want to come into agreement with you for complete and total salvation. Well, Erica, why you say salvation? Because it's two definitions of salvation, the Greek and the Hebrew. But when you put them together, Salvation means being made whole, complete, and lacking nothing. If it's soteria or sozo, it means deliverance. I want to see you completely free. I know God can do it. Some of you are weak in your faith. And some of you don't even realize when you come on this headline, you come under the covering that's over my ministry and over my life and the faith that's over the ministry God has given me. I move in the gift of faith. I have a measure of faith. I have the fruit of faith. And you're supposed to have it likewise. But some of you don't. And I believe that that's why some of you are still carrying the sickness, disease, curses. This lady that I'm telling you about, she's on here this morning. And I said, well, how did you find out about my ministry? She said, I listen to Podcast Addicts. She said, I found out about your ministry on Podcast Addicts. Say, well, you know, I didn't even know there was a format like that. But she came on here and she had this hair thing and God restored her hair. She said she was bald headed and now she got 2 inches hair growth. Not a, let me tell you the peculiar thing. She ain't been listening but about 3 months. But she was just skimming Podcast Addicts and heard this voice and the Holy Spirit told her, stop, listen. You know, man, I know in serving God, listen, we gonna make a lot of mistakes, but don't let faith in God be one of them, all right? And don't let pride be another one. What you mean by that, Erica? As I started to say a few minutes ago, in that word of faith movement, they say, don't confess you sick. Confess you heal. Yeah, well, that's what the Bible says. Matthew 53:3-5. 2 Peter 2:24. It says, you are healed, you were healed. That means you heal. But that might not mean that it has come into full manifestation yet. So, I don't lie to myself. Whatever it is, I tell myself the truth. Whatever it is. If you run around here saying, I'm healed, and you hemorrhaging, how can God heal you from the hemorrhaging? Because when I say God is going to heal you, your mind tell you, well, she lying because I'm already healed. Well, if you're already healed, why are you losing a bucket of blood every month? If you're already healed, why are you feeling pain in that area? It is time to get real. The word says you are healed, you were healed, but it hasn't fully manifested itself yet. You need for what you were and for what you are to come into your now. Some old-time gospel singers say, I'm rich in faith and I got more than my share. I'm a millionaire. I sang that song when I was an itinerant a missionary. I used to go into churches, and I knew I used to have to elevate the spirit of those people to come into agreement with the word of God. I knew that. And so every time they would give me an offering, now you guys know I don't sing, but I would tell them, you got to come out of this poverty. I really don't believe God made you for this. And I used to sing, how did it go? I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I'm a multi-millionaire. That's what I used to sing to myself. Every time I would give an offering, every time I would receive an offering, I used to sing to myself, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a multi-millionaire. And sure enough, I sold $6 million worth of houses and didn't have a penny. Didn't have a penny. Didn't know nothing about no real estate. But I knew this. I may have lost millions, and I did, and I earned that. But I knew the difference between being broke and being poor. You see, being broke is temporary, but being poor can be eternal. Because you can be poor in spirit. And that wasn't me. But I found out what real wealth is. Real wealth comes from Jesus Christ. And it is eternal. Having what you need when you need it to do what you got to do. Real wealth. And then having enough to help somebody else do what they got to do. Real wealth. And being well enough and healthy enough to appreciate it as you're doing it. Real wealth. Time for you to stop lying to yourself. And why am I on this subject? Because 9 times out of 10, when I get ready to pray for somebody, what they tell me the issue is not the issue. It never is. But if somebody would tell you up front, I got HIV, I wouldn't have to keep praying for them for 4 months and then force the HIV stuff up, because it's coming up. You see, when God gets ready to deliver you, he's going to deliver you of everything. That's what people don't understand. When God gets ready to deliver you for real, he's going to deliver you from stuff that happened to you in the womb. And you're not even going to be able to articulate it to the minister that's praying for you. And if they don't know how to discern and know when something is coming from the baby in the womb, you ain't going to never be free. When all you had to do is say, this is wrong with me, and that is wrong with me, and the other thing is wrong with me. Stop playing stupid guessing games. causing ministers to expose themselves to your issues when all you got to do is believe in the power of God to deliver. Believe that the reason you wherever you are is because God wants to set you free from everything that is not like him, from everything that is opposing you from receiving fully from him. That's what it's about. Stupid and selfish. When you get in front of a man or a woman of God who's praying with you or for you, whichever way it may be, frankly, you know, you say, oh, this is my business. Nope, it's God's business. Some things you don't know. You don't have to worry about that because God's going to reveal it. Because when God delivers you for real, he delivers you from everything. Everything. But if you're going to sit back and hide, oh, I got hemorrhoids. That's not important to God. You're being dumb. You're just being dumb. The very hairs on your head are numbered. God knows them. And he knew them when he set the stars in the sky. Aren't you tired? Aren't you just tired? It is time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It is disgusting. You know, people say, oh, Erica, I love Jesus. Jesus say, Jesus is my Lord. But Jesus say, why call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? Jesus say, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Well, we ain't no priests. I don't want to hear no confession. But if you come to be delivered, tell me what you need to be delivered from that you know of. The things that you don't know of, be in agreement with God to deliver you from those. Time. It is time. It is time. And let me tell you this. If you think you could steal something from the man or woman of God, you just heaping curses on your own head. God say he recognized the thief. So how you going to steal something and be blessed? Answer me that. How you going to steal something and think you going to be blessed? It's crazy. And that crazy stuff comes from the devil. I want you to write down all them crazy thoughts. And as you being healed, won't you let God do a complete work as complete as he can in you? The things which God hath prepared for them that love him, the scriptures say, eye hasn't seen it, ear hasn't heard it, and neither has it entered into the heart, in your heart. It really is a new day. And you've entered into newness of life. And God wants you to be a true witness. But he ain't going to heap no goodness on top of no badness. He say, cast the badness out. And then what? He'll fill you and refill you and refill you and refill you with what? More of himself again and again and again. Why? Because he want to make you a good witness, a witness to his goodness, a witness to his love. I hope you're getting this this morning. I hope you're getting it.
I'm with you. If I had a dollar for every time they say God wasn't gonna come through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time they say God wasn't gonna come through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh,
come on.
Mine was about to lose my mind, but God came right on time. He made a way out my way. But he stepped in again and made a way.
Good like that.
God
I want you to write down everything wrong with you on that paper. I want you to email me, text me, or send me a copy. Make two copies, one for you and one for me. And I'm going to come into agreement with you if I have the information. If I don't, please understand I won't be in agreement with you. So you saying, well, that don't make me no difference. Then don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But the Bible says, if two of you agree, if two of you agree as touching anything on earth, you can have what you say. I'm talking about the prayer of agreement. The person that said that. See, if you got the real thing, you're going to go by the real thing. The B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. It is the real thing. I need to clarify something. No, I am not in agreement with everybody on this line because you are not in agreement with me. So therefore, we are not in agreement. I want to make that absolutely positively clear.